This is Earth and Sky. Earlier on this program, we reported on the work of European scientists who drilled deep into the Antarctic continent to retrieve ancient ice.
They drilled down 3 kilometers, about 2 miles, and retrieved ice more than 650,000 years old. Locked in that buried ice were bubbles of atmosphere, including some greenhouse gases from Earth's past. Here's ice core expert Ed Brook of Oregon State University.
We have not observed in the pre-industrial record of greenhouse gases changes in the levels of CO2 and methane, for example, that are as rapid as the changes of the Industrial Revolution.
In other words, ice core studies reveal how fast greenhouse gas levels can go up and how quickly climate can change as a consequence. It seems that over the last 650,000 years, levels of CO2, a greenhouse gas, have never risen as fast as they have in the past 2 centuries.
The atmosphere is changing these days much more quickly than it seems to have been able to naturally. And that's an important observation because it tells us that we are doing something very different to the climate system than any natural variations could do. And, you know, that should give us pause to think about what the consequences might be.
There's more at earthsky.org. Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.